December is literally around the corner, and to talk to us about how to stay motivated and other related issues is Barry Viljoen, clinical psychologist in private practice. Barry, thanks for chatting to me on High FM this afternoon.
Hi there. Thank you so much for having me.
So, Barry, South Africans love to say that it's December, but behind the jokes, we actually seem like more exhausted than festive right now. Are we?
Yeah, so I think the year-end fatigue is a real thing. I think we could very much liken it a bit to a bit of emotional psychological load shedding. As we're getting to the end of the year, we're completed, our bodies are finally starting to show some signs because we're realizing we're almost there. And I think unfortunately, as South Africans, we like to try to push everything at the end to make sure we get as much done as possible.
From a psychologist's perspective, from your perspective, is there a difference between genuine burnout and just year-end fatigue?
Yeah, no, there definitely is. I think we need to be cautious to use the word burnout too loosely. It is a syndrome. It is a real mental health condition, and that's often where people feel continuous exhaustion, specifically within the working context, detachment, cynicism, and reduced effectiveness, regardless of how much they sleep, rest, or try to look after themselves. And that's an actual chronic stress response, whereas the other is just fatigue because we've got accumulated stress, pressure to meet deadlines, emotional labor we've gone through, holiday expectations, and perhaps disrupted routines as we're moving to December, as you say.
I'm just thinking as you're talking and going through my personal life about thinking about people I know. You've just described them. It's pretty scary. Those people who wake up, who look tired once they've woken up. That's a scary place to be. I just wonder how one goes around, but if it's not just urine fatigue, if it's proper fatigue, how does one deal with that?
So look, I think there's a lot that we looked at, and I think that's where we can look at taking a proper break. We can look maybe looking for some professional help, and we've got to keep in mind that where we miss it a lot with burnout specifically is this within the working context, and that's what makes it different. So with depression, you're seeing across all levels. With someone with burnout, is literally within the working context. They might look like they're having a decent social life, but they're just not performing as they used to. So there's that decline.
Oh, interesting stuff you're raising with me this afternoon. Do you think, getting back to December fever, do you think it's a healthy release, or does it sometimes mask a deeper, more significant stress?
Look, I think unfortunately, South Africa, that we're feast or famine. We aren't good at, managing ourselves throughout the year. Things like, setting boundaries, routine, downtime without guilt. There's a culture we know there's huge unemployment and there's lots of pressure. And we also know the fact that we don't of how we work so hard such an hour and don't get to probably see enough of our friends and productive health aspects and mental health aspects.
I've been out of corporate for a while, but from what I remember, managers at this time of the year struggle to keep their staff focused. And I'm wondering what's the best way to motivate teams without sounding like, I don't know, an army corporal.
100%. You don't want to sound like you're cracking whip. I think setting realistic, probably deadlines is the best idea. I think acknowledging things like the work pressure, reducing unnecessary meetings. I think we could all rather have an email sometimes. Ideally, if we could
Yes,
create
yes.
predictable schedules and then promote, manage our leave happily throughout the year. Maybe not always having the biggest chunks, but working through and pushing till December where we have just one massive gap.
Do you think leaders in corporate should actually lean into this whole festive vibe? Should they get into the music and the decorations and the treats, or should they keep things strictly professional? Where's the line here?
Look, I think we all want to have a little bit of fun, and I think as South Africans, we can be quite a festive bunch. But I think also with that, we need to manage it that we don't take too much pressure from all too many Christmas parties, too many events, and puts us under more pressure, less time to do more.
Here's an unfair question for you, I think, but I'm going to ask it nevertheless. For individuals, what's one playful but practical ritual to recharge during these last 3 weeks?
So fun, practical ones. Look, I think reconnection is a great one. And I think this is a great time to bring in fun team buildings that get us away from the office, maybe, and get the blood pumping. Those are great fun ones. And I think gratitude, you know, time where we can also take stock as, you know, managers looking back at the work our staff has done and actually saying, I appreciate all the hard work you've done this year, and that acknowledgement that often slips through the cracks throughout the year.
So, yeah, I mean, it is difficult. It is difficult to find the line and to balance the competing interests. But I'm wondering whether it's okay to admit that you're exhausted and lower your expectations, or are you just supposed to like push through with made up positivity?
Look, I mean, unfortunately, you know, we know the fact that in the corporate sector, as you mentioned earlier, there are deadlines and there are certain measures that need to be achieved. And I think we need to try to do that, but look at little things that we can do. So things like managing to have small breaks, not sitting for hours when we know we're not being productive. You know, maybe taking a bit of a walk, going to get a coffee, having a quick chat. And by that, I mean not working, but just how do we manage.
You
I
there?
don't know if that answers you, Simon.
Yeah, I think it does. I'm just wondering, like, well, how honest I'm going to be with myself when I do think back to those corporate dates where, I mean, you know, I basically did nothing in December, just completely pretended, but clearly not advisable. I just luckily got away with it. Barry, once the year ends, how can people reset so that they don't carry the burnout over into the new year?
Look, I think we've all get stuck in this hustle culture, and I think it's also then about learning how to relax, learning how to reconnect with loved ones, finding time for meaningful activities. And sometimes that does mean we have to give ourselves a little kick to go and do stuff. But I think there's more regret when you've had 3, 4 weeks off or 2 weeks off and you've done nothing that you wanted to do.
And then I guess finally, if you had to give one kind of lighthearted survival tip to listeners right now, what would it be?
I think the lighthearted or survival tip is to be kind to ourselves and to others, and to realize that, you know, we are all going to be tired. We've got to think about setting boundaries, and also setting what is high priority versus low priority, managing our sleep as best we can, getting a little bit of movement in, and the one we're not great with, hydration.
I think we have lost Barry there, which is a huge shame. But I hope that you heard the positive tips that he was referencing me with not one day's psychological studying. I'm going to recommend highly that you take up paddle because you will go play a game. You will pick up basically a beach bat, hit a ball. You'll do that for 45 minutes, and you will suddenly realize that nothing existed for 45 minutes other than your brain wondering how you would get that funny little ball over the net. And that is the biggest de-stressor on the planet. You heard it here, Agony Aunt. Yeah, my stress line. Paddle is the way to deal with it. If you want to weigh in on anything we're chatting about this afternoon, the WhatsApp line is 061-895-1019. Now, what are your survival tips? How are you going to get through this December month? Are you feeling the fatigue? Are you pretending to work as hard as you used to? How many cups of coffee are actually happening each day? Are you getting up? Because that was my survival technique. Just get up and make another cup of coffee. I think I was so wired by the end of the day due to caffeine intake that I was off the charts. But luckily, that's not my issue anymore. I'm wondering how you are coping with it. I'd love to know. WhatsApp me on 061-895-1019.